This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Today, President-elect Barack Obama kicks off a series of events planned to highlight his plan to stimulate the economy. Today, he'll be in Ohio talking about his program to produce 500,000 new jobs in alternative energy. The backdrop is a factory outside Cleveland that produces parts for wind turbines. From member station WKSU, Kevin Niedermeyer has more.
Inside the 1960s-era red and tan brick factory, Cardinal Fastener still makes the huge bolts that hold bridges and other large structures together, just as it has since John Grabner started the company in 1983. But he says his business changed dramatically 2 years ago with an order from a new customer.
They needed the product shipped into Iowa, and it turned out for a wind turbine installation. And we did that, and that changed our lives when we started. We became what I call intellectually curious and began to research the industry. And what we then discovered is that this is one of the, if not the fastest growing industry in North America today. We created then a wind team, which is now five people strong. In the factory, it has now become the largest segment of the product that we produce.
When that first wind turbine order came in, Cardinal had 50 employees. It now has 65, and Grabner expects to hire 40 more workers this year. Cardinal Fastener is now the largest wind turbine bolt maker in North America. This company made its reputation on a quick turnaround of products. John Grabner attributes that to a decision he made 10 years ago to adopt an efficiency program pioneered by Toyota. Out on the factory floor, he displays one of the dumbbell-sized bolts.
It's about 1 5/8 by 9 inches long. And it's got a coating on there, which is called hot dip galvanizing, which is one of the coatings is required by one of the turbine manufacturers. And it provides superior corrosion resistance in very tough elements.
It takes about 1,000 of these big bolts to build one 400-foot wind turbine tower. Each bolt sells for $10 to $25, and this company has made about 500,000 of them. Cardinal's chief operating officer, Wendy Brugman, says meeting the new demands has meant changes for workers here.
We've had to increase our cross-training so that people can move from cell to cell to enable us to quickly respond to this growing market.
Many of Cardinal's bolts go to Chicago-based Clipper Wind Power, one of two U.S. companies producing turbines for electric utilities. Company president Doug Pertz says Cardinal has been a strong partner.
We've been using Cardinal since we started building turbines, being one of two American turbine producers and being the only American independent turbine producer. We clearly use and want to use U.S. sources if we can, and Cardinal is one of the best out there.
Pert says his company's revenue soared from $25 million to about $750 million in just 1 year. By the year 2030, the U.S. Department of Energy wants 25% of the nation's electricity to come from wind power. President-elect Obama came to Ohio today to highlight a company that will be trying to meet that goal. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Niedermeyer in Cleveland.